morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Oh, good morning, Salem. So good to be with you on this wonderful Monday, October 19th. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday and every day. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. Want to tell you, if you have want to join the conversation this morning, we are so delighted to have Joe Ray Perkins in the studio with us. We are talking everything about running for U.S. Senate, and she's an hour or two with me today. And we've added an element to our morning show that I've never done before. We are live on Facebook on our KSLM page, and thank you for tuning in at kslm.news and then on our Facebook page. And we have a few people joining in, and we want to encourage you, if you want to be a part of the conversation, you can give us a call, 503-589-1220. Last hour, we pretty much talked about some of the key issues and some of the things, even some of the obstacles of running a wonderful election during the pandemic and all of the upendedness of everything that we know normally. Of course, you know, normally a candidate running for election, they would be able to do meet and greets. They would be able to do, you know, the county fairs and the state fair and all of those opportunities to connect with people and see them and have you have an opportunity to meet them. And so that has just changed so drastically for all of our candidates running this year that are opposing an incumbent. And again, last hour, we talked about the entrenchedness of these incumbents and how they're disconnected from everyday Oregon life and how it's so important that when we look at, when we get our ballot, which I got my ballot over the weekend, that we really evaluate our values, know where we're at, and where these candidates lined up. And so in the voters pamphlet, it's talking about the issues, and as we talked about last hour, because of the wildfires and some of these law and order issues that have popped up over the last couple months, it's hard to write in a pamphlet, you know, the things that and know in the future what's going to be most important to Oregonians. But the basics remain the same. And Joe Ray, I'm so glad to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think it's important that we share with our listeners, and let's reiterate, the kind of senator that you're going to be when you go to the U.S. Senate. Talk to us a little bit about your priorities.
Well, my priorities are to, one, do the job that's in the Constitution and stay connected. That is so important to me. I'm a Main Street American, and I just plan on being there for a maximum of 12 years. It's not going to be a career. In my world, that actually kind of would be a career, but not until I die. But I'm 125.
I'm going to have you jump over to that other microphone.
The other mic,
for some reason, that one is. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I don't know why it's not working. We should have tried it out. Okay. So say that one
more
time.
There we go. So my job, my goal when I'm in D.C. is to do the job according, as I said earlier, to the Constitution and stay connected with the people. It's so important to me. I'm a Main Street American,
mm-hmm.
and I live in a 1951 ranch house, and I live on Maple Street. So,
oh, perfect.
You know, it was kind of.
Do you have a white picket fence?
Close.
You have a picket fence.
I do have a white picket fence, mm-hmm. part of the front of the yard that we put in last year.
I love it.
Yeah, because you were there. Yeah.
Yes, and yeah. So you're getting an all-American gal running for Senate. She's an Oregonian, passionate about the state, passionate
so
about
gorgeous.
You and I, and you have been everywhere trying to connect.
Yes.
Despite the pandemic, you've been trying to connect where you can, right?
I have. I think I'm going to miss about 5 counties. And I'm going to do my best to get over there before November 3rd. But that's the goal. And just to stay real and to pay attention to what's going on and really listen to people's hearts and what they're concerned about. We have so much more in common with each other, even those who politically don't agree with us.
Right.
We have way more than we don't. I was at a meeting yesterday, and one of the young men, he went up to the riots in
mm-hmm.
Portland. And he got a chance to talk to some of the Antifa and Black Lives Matter people.
Wow.
He said, we agreed on so much more, which is what I've been contending, is that we agree on way more. If we would stop talking about what we disagree on.
And focus on the good stuff.
Focus
yes.
on the good stuff. Let's find that common ground
mm-hmm.
first. What we don't agree on, will begin to resolve for the most part itself. There's always going to be things that we're not going to agree on. That's just life.
Human life. Yep.
But let's start with that premise of what do we agree on?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's sports. Maybe it's your love of cars.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Maybe it's you love going out to the ocean and looking for seashells, you know, out to the coast, or rock climbing, going out to Eastern Oregon and looking for thunder eggs. There's so much more that we have in common.
I agree, and I think we need to relearn the art of discussion.
Yes.
And reasoning together, because we are better together when we don't have to all think alike.
No.
To make progress in our state and in our nation. I'm going to answer the phone lines, and so we're going to open up the phone lines. We've asked folks to call in and ask some questions, and so let's go ahead and get started here. Good morning. Thank you for waiting. I think this is Art, and I think you've been waiting for a while. Thank you for being a part of the conversation this morning.
Oh, you knew it had to be me.
I know.
I can't resist jumping in here, and I am excitedly looking forward to going to D.C. and meeting with soon-to-be Senator Perkins.
Yes.
Because I think she's a great lady, but I think she also gets it, okay? She is going to be a senator for the people of Oregon, and for too long now, we have had two senators who do not consider the people of Oregon like they should be.
Right.
The special interests are what motivates them, which is really too bad. I remember when Oregon had a Republican senator, and of course Senator Wyden also, and I'm looking forward to Oregon having that balance and perspective, because I think it will be a great thing for this state. And knowing Jo Ray and following her campaign, I know she believes that also. And for too long, the special interests have dominated Oregon along with the Democratic Party.
Art, that's a great point. I want to jump in here. We've got a few more phone calls. Great point, and I want to ask, I'm going to turn this into a question to Jo Ray. Jo Ray, you know that special interests have too much influence in the Senate and in the House there in D.C. How are you going to handle that? Thank you, Art, by the way.
Thank you, Art.
Have a good day, ladies.
You too. Bye-bye. To date, I have received no Political Action Committee money. The only groups that have sent me money are local parties from Oregon, mm-hmm. Republican parties, mm-hmm. and the Redmond Patriots, Oregon, Central Oregon Patriots. That's it.
Okay.
No special interest groups. With all of them, they know how I'm going to be voting. Anybody else that sends me money, any other organizations that send direct dollars outside of, well, like Oregon Right to Life or a pro-life group that knows how I'm going to vote on that issue, mm-hmm. they're going to get a letter or a phone call saying, look, I'm going to vote according to the Constitution. If you're good with that, we'll keep the money. If you're not good with it, we'll refund the money, because I'm being hired by the people.
I love it. I love it. We're going to take another phone call and let you join the conversation. Good morning. Who are we talking with this morning?
Can you hear me?
I can. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Beverly Morgan.
Well, hello, Beverly.
Hi, I'm here in Clackamas County.
Thank you for tuning in.
My pleasure. I have a question for Jo Ray Perkins. Let's pretend you're in a news conference the beginning of 2022, and you've been elected senator, been a junior senator there for 1 year. What would you like the press to report on as your accomplishments in the Senate your first year?
Good question.
That's a great question, Bev. I want them to report on that I stayed true to my promise that we would, that my staff and I would read the bills, that if I was not able, in those bills where I could not get the unconstitutionality provisions removed, that I voted no, irregardless of who sponsored the bill, that I remained true to what I said I would do, but I remained as an independent thinker and have not been, what did you call that? The Potomac fever.
Yeah, Potomac
I've not been
fever.
Affected by the by the Potomac fever. I refer to it as I have not had my heart and soul sucked out by the DC vortex, but the Potomac fever is shorter.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really what I want them to be able to say is that I'm very thoughtful and I take everything very seriously and I'm not swayed by public opinion.
Beverly, let me ask you this question as someone calling in on Joe Ray Perkins. What about Joe Ray do you like and would make you decide to vote for her?
As a voter, I had to decide which items I'm willing to negotiate on mm-hmm. and which ones are non-negotiables.
Mm-hmm.
And the non-negotiable I take very seriously, which is that it's either fish or cut bait. I mean, it's either you've got my vote or don't. And then after those one or two non-negotiables are settled, then we can talk about taxes. We can talk about representation. These are things there's give and takes on, and I have my desire for less taxation. But I always want to hear the conversation from the other side of why a certain line item needs greater representation, be it in the bond measure or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I have one non-negotiable, and that non-negotiable I fear will influence someone's mindset.
Yes.
And that is the value for life. Because, yes, Black Lives Matter, but all lives matter
yes.
to me, regardless of race, color, creed, or even faith. And also, regardless of age, that from the moment of conception to the moment of your graduation to heaven,
yes.
that period of life is non-negotiable for me as being valued.
Mm.
And if someone's against that or they're confused, then it throws the rest of their decision in kind of a sway. I don't see them grounded in the most basic value. So, Joe Ray, I remember when I met you, that's the one question I threw out is this is my non-negotiable. And no matter what party the candidate is from. So I'll leave it at that.
Well, Beverly, I think you're a sister from another mother because that's exactly, you just said that beautifully of how I do it too. So glad to have you part of the conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Beverly.
God bless you. Continuing the conversation after this break, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, with news that you can use on this Monday and every day. We're also streaming Facebook Live. Thank you for tuning in on Facebook, KSLM Radio. You can see kind of what's been happening behind the scenes. First time ever breaking ground in the studio on Facebook Live. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
It's a good morning.
Good morning to you. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use. On this Monday and every day, hello, I'm Stacey Ann. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. If you have an event coming up that you'd like to get on our community calendar, maybe you have a suggestion after the election of someone to come in the studio and they have a compelling story and you think it'd be a great interview and you'd like to hear it, send that information to me, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y at KSLM.news. Also, if you have some questions in the future and you're just not quite brave enough to call in and ask your questions, we're going to have candidates over the next up until the election in the studio. And I'd love to ask your questions for you. You can send me an email, Stacey at KSLM.news. Thank you to Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency, for being a morning show sponsor. You can get a hold of him for your insurance and your financial planning needs, 503-885-0789, sunderlandagency.com. Continuing the conversation this morning with U.S. Senate candidate Joe Ray Perkins. And Joe Ray, thank you for being here this morning. We're opening up the phone lines for questions, and this gal's been waiting a little bit. And let's see. Good morning. Is this Amy?
Good morning. It is. How are you, ladies?
Oh,
good morning, Amy.
So good to talk to you this morning. How are you?
I am fabulous. This is the first time I've ever called in.
Oh, glad to have you on the line. Thank you for calling in and joining
thank
the conversation. You have the microphone. You go, girl.
Thank you. Well, you know how I appreciate both of you so much, but I want to go back just quickly on something you said earlier in the first hour. And, you know, as conservative candidates like Joe Ray and myself, you know, we're supporting the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, the Bill of Rights, and above all, the Constitution. And I'll tell you, as candidates, we are fighting for you, the citizens. And right now, it's more important than ever to stop being the silent majority. We have to unite. We have to step up for our candidates. People like Joe Ray and myself and several others that I know, congressional candidates, we're getting even our lives threatened. It's the ugliest time in politics I can remember ever seeing. And so I just want to remind people that it's, yes, it's a difficult time, but it's more important than ever to back your candidates and get us through the finish line, because it's a scary time. And I'll be honest, I'm a little bit fearful after the elections, no matter who wins, where that's going to go. And so we have to unite now. And I just want to say thank you so much, ladies, for all that you both do.
Thank you, Amy. Amy Ryan Corser joining the conversation this morning. Thank you for your work. And I know it hasn't been easy. And Joe Ray, thank you, too.
Oh, absolutely. And Amy, thank you. Amy and I become good friends through this. And this is that. I'll tell you, that is, to me, one of the funnest parts of being a candidate, even in the primary. Well, most of the time, I become friends with the opponents in the primary, but becoming friends with the other candidates in the other races, because we travel, you know, we end up all at the same meetings time and time and time again, and so we build some great relationships. In fact, right after the primary, my husband George and I invited Amy and her husband John out for dinner, so we get to know each other, because, you know, we knew that Amy and I would see each other quite a bit, and so it's been an absolute joy and a pleasure.
Well, and it's a valid point, Amy and Joe Ray, when you get to D.C., you'll need to continue that relationship, because the House to the Senate side is so very important for Oregon, right?
Yes, it's huge.
That's right.
Thank you, Amy, for your time.
Thanks, Amy.
Where are you going to be on the campaign trail today?
We are out just wrapping up some of our media buys to make sure that they're all on schedule.
Fantastic.
So we're holding people accountable today.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your work, and we're keeping you in our thoughts and prayers. Go get them.
Thank you. God bless.
Continuing the conversation this morning, we have someone else on the phone line. Hi, good morning to you. Thank you for waiting. Who's on the phone with me today?
This is Kat.
Hi. Welcome to the conversation. How are you?
Yeah, I would like our people who are running for public office, particularly the national, to have read the Federalist Papers. It was a series of 85 letters to the editor written by John Adams, Hamilton,
and Madison,
Madison. Those three men wrote a series of letters to the New York papers advocating for the Constitution in 1788. Now, the language, sometimes it is not what we use today, but those men wrote an awful lot, very simply, very factually, and I wish that people would read those old letters.
That's a great idea.
It's like he wrote about members, the Senate and the House. He said the House flies all over the place. The Senate is supposed to be the people that coolly, collectively put the thing together and try to figure out a good deal. They should be our smartest, our sharpest, our most trustworthy people.
Yes.
Not a union goon, not a guy that's gone around here conning people all of his life, but quality men and women who've made a living and know what they're doing.
Excellent.
And know how those things will affect the rest of us. They are able to bring the laws back these proposed laws back to the state of Oregon to discuss them with the public and to develop even better ideas. And that this is something right now we do not know how to say no.
Oh, such a good point. Yep, such a great point. And you're reminding us to get to the Federalist Papers, read those. Those are great evaluation tools of as we elect senators. Thank you for being a part of
Thank
the conversation
you so much.
This morning.
You're
have a
welcome.
Have a wonderful day. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, and we've got Jo Rae Perkins, and she's a Senate candidate. When you hear people talking about, you know, our founding fathers and our Constitution and these things, it excites me. I don't know about you. Does it, Jo Rae?
It does.
Yes, and it's such a reminder. And when we come back from this break, I want to share with you, Jo Rae, something I did when I was back in South Dakota with my granddaughter. And then I've got a couple more questions for you. We'll get to it when we get back from this break. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday and every day. Thanks for being a part of the conversation. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. Thank you to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group, Willamette Valley, Ready to Go Above and Beyond to serve you for being morning show sponsors. Yes, for your real estate needs. Maybe you're thinking about downsizing or upsizing, or I don't know what you're thinking real estate wise, but you know, they could give you an evaluation of where your house is at, and they can also tell you what's out on the market. And my understanding right now, it's an incredible time to sell your home, and it's a challenging time a little bit to buy a home, because if you're ready to make an offer, you better make it quick. And we'll have Dave and Paige back on the air after the election, kind of to give us a state of the state of where we're at in real estate. But give them a call, 503-939-7099. I want to tell you, there's lots going on in the community. We're continuing with the 40 Days for Life campaign at Planned Parenthood. This is a prayer vigil from 7 in the morning to 7 p.m. up through November 1st. It's important that we come together and we remember not only to pray for the end of abortion, but also to pray that men and women who've been impacted by the loss of abortion, that they get the healing that they need. It's so critically important. And on that note, Hope Pregnancy Center right here in Salem, they're going to have a fundraiser on November 14th. And of course, because of the pandemic and all the changes, they're doing it a little different this year. And we're going to hopefully get them on the air too to talk a little bit about their upcoming campaign. And then Kicking Cancer as well is going to be having a fundraiser on November 1st. They're having a golf-a-thon at Top Golf, and I get to be kind of a celebrity guest, I guess. Everybody gets to watch me try to hit golf balls, 100 of them. And if you'd like to be a part of the team, Stacy Ann, and pledge your support, I encourage you to go to kicking-cancer.org. Amy Ryan Corser is also on my team. It's kind of fun. Bill Sunderland and some others. And so it's going to be a fun event. You can go to their website and go to the golf-a-thon and say you're with team Stacy Ann and make your pledge there. Continuing the conversation this morning, and I want to say it's important, friends, and this is a Stacy thing. This is not Jo Rae telling me to do this. This is a Stacy Ann thing. Friends, we've got to put our time, talent, and treasure behind these candidates who are putting themselves out on the front line. They're representing us, but we need to have their backs. And I know a lot of us have been challenged financially, but we need to do our part. If you've got $10, $25, whatever you can give to these campaigns, they need to get their message out, and they need to touch and counter some of these negative messages that are out there with the truth. And so I encourage you, again, to go to their website, make your pledges, and give to their campaigns. Volunteer. If you don't have the finances, volunteer. Do a sign waving. Be a part. Jo Rae, what's your website where people can donate to your campaign?
Perkins4USSenate.vote.
Okay. So we can get behind Jo Rae and all these other candidates, and it does make a difference. And I believe that our efforts are going to be multiplied. Now, I talked a little bit about, we were talking about the Constitution. We had the wonderful caller call in and reminding us about the Federalist Papers and going back in history and great points made by our founding fathers as to why we have the kind of government that we have and why we need to fight for the Constitution and maintain it as as originated, right?
Yes.
Not modifying it, not hinting at or adding to, but keeping it as it is. And here's something that was really cool. I got to go to the Capitol Women Republican Luncheon, and at it, I won some real fun books that talk about the Constitution, talk about the Electoral College, talked about our amazing American history and statues and things across the country. And when I went back to South Dakota, I brought them to my 8-year-old granddaughter. And I said, Chloe, I said, you're kind of wanting to do some video things. You know, this is something you could do for grandma. Look at these cool books. And she goes, oh, my gosh, this is fun. This is about the U.S.
Wow.
And I said, yes. And I
wow.
said, will you read them back to me when you're doing your little video things? And she's going to. And so I think it's important that we look for
so
ways
cool.
to make it fun. And these books make it fun for kids to get involved. And again, talking about passing it on, passing the legacy on to the next generation. Why I'm excited about having you as a senator, Joe Ray, is because you're going to bring us back to the basics, I believe, in the good basics, the foundational principles of our country. We've gotten so far off of our basis of where we're at and what we need to do in our country in regards to standing for the Constitution and what the purpose is. The government's purpose is not to run our lives. Our government is not to be there to save us. Mm-hmm. The government's to reaffirm our individual liberty and our individual responsibility. So talk to us a little bit about what you see nationally on the national stage. And when we look at Trump and when we look at Biden, there's some trouble there, isn't there? I can't imagine what life would be like with Biden as president.
Well, the first question is how long would Biden last as president? That's the first question. And this is not against him as a person. This is something that we all see and the media refuses to talk about. For those of you that don't know, he had a brain aneurysm, I believe, in the 90s.
Mm.
And he had brain surgery. And he had part of his brain removed. And his wife, Jill, has said that he's had 3 strokes. And it has affected his cognitive ability. It's affected his ability to be able to get his thoughts out straight. And that's just facts. And it's a bummer, but that's just reality. So how long would he really be able to remain president? You hear Nancy Pelosi bringing up the 25th
amendment
on the fitness of the president. And there's then some people that have been wondering, is that them setting the stage for unseating him after he becomes president? And then that would put in Kamala Harris, which when we go to the founders' thoughts, in my opinion, based on what I have read and reading source documentation, she is not legally eligible to be vice president of the United States. She does not meet the test of a natural-born citizen.
So then it goes to
the secretary
or the House.
The Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House. Oh, so this is really about Pelosi all along.
Yes.
Okay, so Senator Kamala Harris and Vice President Joe Biden running on the presidential ticket, there may be some ulterior motives there.
There very well could be.
And to me, that's just not a secure future for me. I mean, if I just looking at the facts, President Trump, who I might not like the way he sometimes delivers his messages and things, personality, people are like us, personality, but he delivers on what he says, what he's going to do.
Yeah.
He does what he's going to say he's going to do. All of those things, it lines up for me. In less than 4 years, he's gotten more accomplished than the last probably however many presidents, right? And you cut through the rhetoric and the promises and the hot air, and he gets it done. He gets it done.
And the hot air, understand that the hot air that we think that he's doing, it's not presidential. Well, I will take a quote-unquote not presidential person every single day of the week and see somebody that loves this country, no questions asked, does not apologize for the success of our country, wants every American to be successful, wants every American to take the opportunities that are there. Don't wait for them to be handed to you. Go make it happen. Use the tools that you've been given. Make your own decisions. I would rather have somebody that does that. You can go to his website called Promises Made, Promises Kept. See everything that he's already done in less than 4 years against all the odds, and impeachment, the Russia hoax, COVID, you name it. This man has had more thrown at him, and he didn't have to do it. That's the one thing everybody forgets, that he was a self-made millionaire.
Right.
Made mistakes like we all do, But he did not have to walk away from a life that was comfortable. Imagine, he could go anywhere that he wanted at any time.
And spending these last years of his life,
yes,
you know, in luxury and relaxing. You know,
yes.
He's the only president that's had to move into government housing.
Right, right. To be safe.
He's used to having nice places and all.
Let's compare
that
to Biden, mm-hmm, and to a lot of the other people that are in politics. They got wealthy because of politics.
Yes.
They didn't come into politics with their wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget that. They denigrate President Trump. Oh, he's trying to get rich off of being president. Baloney. You talk about projection. He doesn't even take his salary.
Right.
Oh, well, his kids are getting wealthy. Actually, no, they haven't. Ivanka Trump, she shut down
her own personal
line. By the way, I'm wearing Ivanka Trump boots today.
I love it.
Well,
and that's a great point, Joe Ray. You know, here's something that we need to think about as voters. Do we want someone as a president who's made their millions on the backs of the taxpayers? Or
right.
Do we want a president who has made his way through ups and downs and all arounds and learn the secrets,
yes,
of negotiation and getting where we need to go,
right,
and personalities and people? When we look about this pandemic and recovery and economic recovery, my vote goes with President Donald Trump, because he says what he's going to do,
yes,
and he does it.
And that is what my goal is also. I tell people I'm actually a lot like Donald Trump. I just don't have his bank account and I'm a female. But the point being is that we know who we are. We're secure in our values.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you that question his values, there's things about President Trump that I believe, based on things that I've heard from people that have been there with him, this man is become a spirit-filled Christian.
Well, and I know this for a fact, someone that I know very well that knows his family and has known him many, many years, has said this man has had a true heart change.
Yes, yes.
And so I know you can look back 20, 25 years and see some, you know, or even his mouth sometimes.
Yes.
You know, but I know other believers whose mouths aren't, as godly as some days as others,
Yeah, and it's not about piety. I was talking to my husband yesterday. I said, people forget that Jesus, by the way, his name wasn't Jesus. It was Joshua, also known as Yeshua.
Mm-hmm.
And so he didn't have this different name running around Nazareth,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
It was Joshua, the son of Joseph, the son of a carpenter. He was a carpenter. This was a young, as a kid, he ran around town like all the other kids,
mm-hmm,
did. Snot-nosed kid.
He was
an
everyday
person. Kid.
Yep.
And he hung around the people. The Pharisees would not hang around.
Mm.
He was not of the people.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that Donald Trump is Jesus in any way. I'm saying that he's of the people.
Yes.
He hung around with the union workers when they worked on his buildings. He was out there working,
talking
to them.
He was connected with them. And I love it. Just this last week, I don't know if you saw this or not, but he said, I am not the most famous person. Jesus is the most famous person.
I missed that. That's
President
awesome.
Trump said that from a stage at one of his rallies. It was pretty powerful.
That's awesome.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're going to open back up the phones. If you're waiting on the line, we'll get to you. Hang in there. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Our phone line, 503-589-1220. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. It's 8:50 in the morning. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. 52 degrees at the KSLM studios. Going to warm up to 64 today. Thank you for tuning in, having a wonderful discussion this morning. Yes, we're talking with our U.S. Senate candidate, Joe Ray Perkins. And Joe Ray, so glad to have you in this morning in the studio. And I think it's important, first of all, we want to let our listeners know, if you would like to have a Joe Ray sign, she has them here with her. And at 9 a.m., if you want to stop by for, a half an hour or so?
Probably about half an hour.
Half an hour, that you're welcome to come and pick up a sign and put it in your yard. That would be helpful to the campaign. We're going to open up the phone lines, too, and take another question. Good morning. Thank you for waiting on the line. Who are we talking with today?
Hi, this is Renelle Murrell from Canby.
Hey, welcome to the conversation. Thank you for tuning in. What would you like to talk about this morning?
Well, Joe Ray, I'm just wondering what your plans would be for Oregon for post
COVID recovery because, you know, these lockdowns are crazy, the masks, everything. You know, we're ready to get back to business. We're ready to go to school. So I'd like to know what your plans are, Joe Ray, and thank you for running for senator.
You're welcome, Rennell. Thank you. I turn this back down. I was having a hard time hearing. Now I hear me too loud. So that's one of those other tricky ones. It is Governor Brown who has called the shots. And I had this conversation yesterday with somebody, and it's one of those President Trump is darned if he does and darned if he doesn't, because he could mandate that all the states open up, but then he'd be a dictator. Then he gets shot down because he's not doing enough. So I'm looking at that from both angles as well. Kate Brown has told people, you have to do this, you have to do that. For those that know me, rarely will you ever see a mask on me. The only time I've had a mask on is when I've been in a medical facility, and that's it. I've held one up to my face to walk into a restaurant. I won't wear one, and I've walked out of four businesses because I am a free person. And the Constitution says that we are safe from seizure without warrants, and our persons, we are safe in our persons, secure in our persons. And I'm looking at that the same way, that when they tell me I have to wear a mask against my will, they don't have a warrant to force me. They don't have a law behind it. So we need to encourage businesses, if all the businesses would start pushing back, and if we would get a couple of attorneys, good attorneys out there, that would say, we're going to take on these cases. We're going to do a class action lawsuit against Governor Kate Brown in the state of Oregon for forcing all of these businesses to stay shut down, forcing the people to wear these masks, because we can show that people have lost their jobs, lost their businesses. They'll back off. But the reason they don't back off is because nobody's standing up to them. And we go to the state capitol in rallies, but there's nobody there.
Yeah.
The governor's not there. She's not going to do anything. She won't do anything until a couple of attorneys seriously get together and go, we're doing a class action lawsuit on behalf of these people. And if people want to know how to do that, I'm going to tell you to get a hold of the Oregon Republican Party and say, hey, who do we go to? Or if you know a good constitutional attorney here in Oregon, go to them. But that's what we need to do. I want people to get out there and get back to work. If I had to stay home this whole time, I would have gone bonkers.
Well, and Rennell, to your point, I think, too, on the federal level, the federal purse strings, in a sense, and I think there's been some things done on the federal level, like you want a bailout because you've shut everything down and your economy is crashing and stuff. So I think there will be some things after the first of the year, you know, economically, that we'll want to write the right people in those positions to continue at a federal level. And then we've got to get out and do the vote and get everybody in our circles of influence to let them know why we can't keep doing the same thing. If we like where we're at right now, it's because of the people that are making the decisions, and we need to do something different. Don't you agree, Rennell?
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. Totally agree. And it just pains me that churches are shut down.
Yes.
Membership is just gone.
Everything we know as normal has been upended. And it's people like you, Rennell, being bold and courageous in the circles of influence. We can really make a difference. Thank you for joining part of the conversation this morning. You have a great day.
Oh, thank you. You as well. Good luck, Joe Ray.
Thank you, Rennell.
So continuing the conversation on what we can do in the short amount of time we have left. Can't believe how fast these 2 hours go. What can people do, Joe Ray? Let's talk a little bit about how the vote, you know, just some practical things, because I heard Jeff talk this morning how in the primary, he knew a guy who was assisting people who forgot to sign the back of their ballot. So friends, when you get your ballot, like I just did this last weekend, and I'm starting to look at the issues and looking, I know on the main races who I'm voting for, but there's some things that we don't know. I've heard that Bill Post, Representative Bill Post locally, on his website, he has some voter, he hits these issues and he has some good descriptions and he has kind of who he's voting for and some suggestions. I know like the Right to Life, they have a voter's guide. There's the Christian Vote voter's guide. There's lots of voter guides out there, but we've got to make sure that we fill out the ballot correctly.
Yes.
Use a black or blue pen. Make sure to stay within the lines. Don't put an X. Color it in. These things, because they'll look for any excuse to throw out. In my mind, I don't know this for a fact, but I know from past and what I've heard before, people work behind. You want to make sure you do everything correctly.
Yeah, do it right. Put your envelope, put your ballot inside the security envelope, put the security envelope inside of the the blue envelope, and that's the one that you sign. Now, if your signature's changed dramatically, what will happen is you will get a postcard in the mail from your county elections office, and you will have like 10 days from the date of the postcard to get into the county elections office and update your signature. They set your ballot to the side, and then they count it. So it's really important that you do that. So if you've really... This happened to my son several years ago, and he was able to get in and get it changed. I encourage you to please drop your ballot off at a drop box. Do not trust the mail.
And I would not mail it. I would make sure it's the drop box at your county.
If you can get there.
I really encourage you to get it there. I know there are other drop boxes and like at grocery stores and different things, but for me, I'm thinking
most of the police stations, you can go online either to your county website or OregonVotes.gov. And you can find a location for the official drop boxes. This is one of the rare times I'll tell you to put your locator on your handy-dandy cell phone.
Yes.
Take a picture or do a video that I am now dropping off my ballot at this time, at this location. Videotape it.
Mm-hmm.
You have actually time-stamped, and if your locator is on, you also have put the actual digital address of where that is.
Yes.
And then 2 days later, you can go back online to OregonVotes.gov, track my ballot.
Yes, and this is important. We didn't think we'd be in a day and age where we'd have to be so specific about our ballot, and I'm learning in the mail-ins. You know, we've always gone in person. I've always showed my ID that I am who I am. They verify that I'm registered at the party that I'm registered and voted securely in a little booth, and this is so new for me that it's so open, and I could just open it on my kitchen table
and
or in
it.
The restaurant or wherever. You know. So get her done and let us know. Maybe we should start a thing on Facebook that I voted today, you know, and put your picture, you know, or something fun like that.
And speaking of that, real quick, if you are voting for Joe Ray Perkins for U.S. Senate, I'm asking you to please take a snapshot, put it on my Facebook page, or you can text it to 541-979-5395. Or if you'll do a real quick 5-second video, 10-second video that says, I'm voting for Joe Ray Perkins because, and just... One short sentence, we're going to use those in an upcoming video that we're going to do.
Good.
For some advertising, we want people to show that we count, your voice matters.
Our voice matters, and we need to elect someone like Joe Ray Perkins who represents we the people, right? Taking back our state of Oregon for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thank you for tuning in, my friends, this morning. I'm Stacey Ann signing off. Thank you, Joe Ray Perkins, for being a part of the morning show. Remember, friends, no matter what you're facing today, over, under, around, or through, you and I, we're overcomers. Let's do this election. Let's take back our state. I think we can do it. How about you? It's time. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.